Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ladies and gentlemen, yo, it's our final day in Ghana, bro.
Yo,
I don't want to fucking leave, bro.
Yo,
hey, Penduka.
What do you mean you want to leave,
bro? Ghana's too nice.
It's lit though. It's
but I miss home.
You miss home?
I do.
Home
what
is
do
home.
You miss at home, bro?
I didn't come with Mnaga, guys.
There's no 2 liters of Hennessy in the garage in
yo.
SA.
Bro. Yo, dog. Yo, when I walked into that garage. I was shell shocked. They got 2 liter Hennessy, 2 liter Jaeger.
Sure. And he had a fight with one of the
some rude there. Lady.
Yeah. Because it was too loud.
So the guys are probably.
He did not call her a bitch. Because I heard you when you said you only call someone a bitch when they are.
But she was being a bitch. I didn't call her a bitch, but she was being a
okay,
bitch.
Okay. Why?
Yeah. No, I was by the fridges. I'm by the counter, mm-hmm. right? And I forgot, we changed our mind on something, so I'm telling him to get something. But it's on the other side of the room, I have to project my voice. And she said, sorry, we're in public. Right? Why are you being cheeky with me? That's being cheeky, it's unnecessary.
She said you're in public.
What am I now? Am I an animal? I know we're in public. I understand very well we're in public, but he's far from me. I need to communicate with him.
Yeah.
You know, excuse me, sir. Can you please tone it down a bit?
Oh, she didn't address you.
So you would tell someone that. Excuse
but that's
me,
because like
she's
in
being
Ghana,
bitchy.
Yeah,
they're so soft spoken, bro.
Tack.
Yeah.
So you say Ghana is very. You know how we always think of like you know our other African countries are very loud. So Ghana is actually very very soft, eh?
Yeah. Like, I didn't hear anybody raise their voice on anyone. They so soft spoken. They're polite.
Yeah.
They chilled.
Very
calm.
Nice people, except for that woman.
let's forgive her now.
I've forgiven her.
Okay.
Fuck, man. Where do you guys want to start? So much happened this week, bro. Where do you want to start, eh?
I don't know. Just start.
Should we start from Dubai when they almost arrested Mesh?
Oh, so we are connecting flights.
Yeah.
Right. So we found ourselves in Dubai.
Yeah.
And I'm the first one to get out the plane.
Yeah.
Right. And I see everybody. We wait. Mesh doesn't come out. Plane is empty. We don't know where Mesh is. And so guys are like, no, he probably slept in the loo because Mesh is like narcoleptic, I think.
He
sleeps out of nowhere, like,
yeah.
Gone, you know? So we thought maybe he passed out in the loo. And that airport is huge, right?
Yeah, it's a fucking mall, bro.
The biggest airport, like, not in the world,
mall.
Apparently.
No, South Africa will be deceived if you say a mall. Yeah. It's nothing that you've seen, guys.
No, not a mall, bro. Yeah. Malls are bigger, bro. So now we need to go connect. So we eventually assume now probably he left first, right? I mean, the signs are clear. We're walking. We still can't fight Mesh. Nothing.
Yeah.
I'm worried. We're worried sick. We're pissed because we might miss the flight. And then Mesh comes.
Yeah. What happened, Mesh? Why did they arrest you?
He comes jogging like nothing happened.
I don't know. I think because of my hairstyle. I don't know.
What happened?
Oh,
so
what happened?
You were actually the first one out the plane because you were sitting in front.
What happened is my ticket, I sat further away from you guys. I think I don't know whether it's business class or what, but I had.
Yeah, you were first. You were at the front.
You know if you're in business class.
You were right after. You were not in business class.
I
saw your snaps. That was not business class.
But I was in the front of everyone. So
yes, you were right behind business class.
So. So when I'm chilling there, someone comes. Like, is this your seat? I show them my ticket. Then, a Chinese hostess. Fine. Then it's time to eat now. Ne? I'm like, can I have a number 7? She's like, what? Oh, Jack Daniels. And then she's like, how old are you? I'm like, oh. And then I give her my license. And then she can't read. So I'm like, look at the year. I'm sure I'm your age.
Wow, because eyes are that small.
So.
Wow. What do you mean she can't read? Obviously she can't read. She's an air hostess.
So I born and then she sees good time old. Then I get the alcohol. It's fun. And it's time to leave. And then in my mind, I'm like, ah, let me just head out. The guys are going to meet me there. Ah, I walk out. And then immediately when I step out the tunnel, I need to have one of those.
Yes. Yeah, 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 yeah. When you land at the airport.
Yeah. Mang itinje, mnyang, sir, please follow me. Not you.
Who's this now? Security police?
Yeah, la mama parents.
Airport police. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Police.
The officials.
Ends.
But I'm happy. I'm happy because I know I have no drugs, no anything, nothing suspicious. So I'm like, ah, it's probably a.
Yeah, your shit is in order.
Yeah, so.
It's that hairstyle, dog. You look like a smuggler, bro.
And that hoodie, because he always had his hoodie on. You look shady, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we go
so
to some...
So much for off-white.
So we go to some room, and they search me. They make me strip. Then they search me.
Strip. They make you strip.
Strip.
Just took my pants down.
You took a pants off?
Just my pants, though.
Shit. Oh, you left to touch your pants?
No.
Boxes?
Just my pants.
How?
Then by check, I go to... Small things, good in Tampa for Angala, in like some powerful stuff here.
Oh.
Yeah.
It did not make you go as far as like take off everything,
though.
Bend over and breathe in and out.
No.
But that is stupid though. Like if you want to smuggle drugs or whatever, you're not going to actually look like a drug smuggler, right? Which you were looking like one. But like, you're obviously going to wear a suit,
be well
behaved, don't attract attention, don't order too much alcohol, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he was doing all of that, so clearly no one is that stupid.
Yeah.
That was crazy, man.
Yeah, no, but he eventually made it on the flight.
But let's be honest, guys, because one thing we didn't want to talk about was, because we were proceeding, right, with everything, connecting, going to where we're supposed to go to catch our connecting flight. And no one actually said it, but... What if he didn't show up on time? Were we leaving him?
Oh, we were leaving.
I were leaving him.
I were leaving him. I was already boarding, dog.
Yeah, I think we had a hectic day. Yeah. We were pissed.
Yeah.
We just wanted to leave.
Just to get where we were going. I think that was the mission.
But I think the crew was good. Like, now I don't see Neo boarding the flight without Mash.
Yeah, I know.
He was never.
In fact, who was it? Who was it that went to go look for him? Who actually said they were going to go?
Neo went with MacGyver.
No, not MacGyver. MacGyver
didn't
care.
No, it was Mac.
No, I went with
MacGyver. No, it was Neo and Mac. It was Neo and Mac, yeah.
And don't call me MacGyver. My name is Kwesu.
Oh.
Kwesu.
Oh, yeah. No, man, it's not Kwesu, bro. It's Kwame.
I was born.
You were born on a Saturday.
Yes. I'm Tuesday. So, isn't Kwesu?
Just to give context, by the way, so in Ghana, if you're born on a certain day, you have a name. Yes. So if you're born on Monday, what's Monday?
Monday is Kojo.
Kojo, yes.
Kojo.
So I'm born on a Saturday and I'm Kwame.
Yeah, all Kwame is. They're born on thingy.
On Saturday.
On Saturday. Wednesday, that's me.
Yeah.
Kweku for the end. I'm Kweku.
You Kweku?
I'm Kweku, yeah.
And you go slated?
I forgot, but it started with a K. Because I think it's a feminine version, right?
It's the female version. Yeah.
So I think it does start with a K because I got excited.
And then we landed. What did we do first thing we landed? What did we do the first day?
Yeah.
First day, we went and we got food for everyone. I mean, we came here straight, obviously, and then went to go get food. Remember, that's when we had first had jollof rice. Mash had...
The food was great.
Dumplings.
What?
He ordered something called pork dumplings. And then he bought Origins Bitters.
That is terrible. It's like Jägermeister, but a lot stronger.
A lot stronger.
No, I think it's more a lot medicine-like. You see, Jäger is like already...
Jäger is also it's umut, got that
umut. Mm. But this one was just like, you know, umuti, it's not panado umuti. It's a, like, nyanga muti.
It's like African potato / mkhonyane / mkhalagane. Yeah. Yes, like mkhalagane, actually. Forgot mkhalagane in English.
I don't even know.
It's like mkhalagane. Ow. He wouldn't know what mkhalagane is. Do you know that Mac, all the way from South Africa, Parktown, he discovered yesterday that people eat bread with milk, umvubo, bavubis.
Oh, are you serious?
He discovered this yesterday. He was shocked. Like, yo, bro, he's having milk and bread. We're like, hey, bro, what do you mean? We all grew up on milk and bread. So you wouldn't know what mkhalagane is.
I used to be fancy and think that, because I used to be shocked at first also back in South Africa when I heard that people had bread and milk, because I know it as bread ninkomasi. You see,
ninkomasi
is that, not just
we
milk.
We even have No, we have bread and milk.
No, no, I know. That's why I'm saying that. I also got shocked, like the way McGee did, but it just was too late for McGee.
Kwame. Kwame, not McGee. Kwame.
Yes. Oh, okay, Kwame. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Hey. Yeah. Oh.
And then went to Bel-Africa.
Oh, Bel-Afrique.
Bel-Afrique.
Beautiful spot, man. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, they danced. They were doing a lot of salsa, né?
Yeah.
They've got like a salsa night. So basically, it's very close to, like, there's a section here where all the embassies are together.
All right.
And so there, they've got like a Thai restaurant. They've got all different countries. So they've got like days where all countries go, people from the embassy. Apparently, when we were there, the South African embassy was there.
Yeah, she wanted to meet us last night.
Oh, flip.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She was waiting for us at Bel-Afrique.
Oh, flip.
I get a ball, man. She decided to go to the strip club.
Hey,
guys
were
busy getting high. How was the strip club, gents?
Eh? Please tell us.
Okay. I have not seen a big booty girl generally in Ghana.
No, I haven't.
Oh, we met one. No, one. But she was slender, thick. Remember, the one from the mall.
Which one is that one?
Yes, only one, but we haven't seen big boy. What's
generally
up?
The big nyash has been very scarce. A butt is called a nyash.
It's nyash, yes.
Yeah, but big nyashes are very scarce. Are they there at the strip club?
Yeah, Tato says so.
Yeah? So Tato
big,
bought?
There's big nyash. Yeah, did you buy?
Tato, you bought?
Yeah, he bought.
How many CDs? So the currency is CDs.
Yeah,
how many CDs did you use at the strip club?
He tells me he used 1K.
1,000 CDs?
One CDs.
In rands.
That is 2,400.
In rands.
Oh, in rands.
Oh, in rands.
So, like, so that's 400.
400 CDs.
That's 400 CDs.
Yeah.
One round.
It's a pun. It's both. Yeah. They use CDs. All CDs. Yeah, the currency is CDs, yeah. And then the neighbor's currency, it's CDOs.
So it was 400 CDs.
CDs and CDOs. CDs asses. Niggas were at the street like, CDs asses, dog. I see these ass.
Yeah, you should see those.
You should see those.
I was a strip club, dog.
I was standing outside. I don't like strip clubs.
You didn't go inside?
Oh, Tato wants to talk.
They strip you of your dignity.
Tato, why do you want to talk so much? It's fine, boy. Don't say anything.
What happened, Tato?
Tato to talk.
No one was sitting outside. You were all in.
You guys were sitting inside.
Yeah, we were all inside.
Yeah. Inside of who?
Oh, they sat on you.
Oh, they give you lap dances.
Guys, why does no one want to talk about the strip club?
Yo, you guys, come on. Guys. Like, what's going on?
Ah, these fuckers. We were sleeping, man. What was happening?
Exactly. Remember, we're old timers. We are old timers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one wants to talk about the strip club.
You guys went to strip clubs and you're going to...
Keep up my fives.
My fives, dog.
Okay, how is it? How is it inside? Like, tell us. How was it?
No, I don't
Okay, know. We're close coming through. We're close coming through to you setting themselves. Like, 10 cities, let's go upstairs.
Well, they do that, yeah. But South Africa is better. Way better.
Oh, the women?
In terms of what?
Everything. The music, the women, they're going upstairs.
The going upstairs is better.
You even heard music.
Well, yeah.
It's a strip club. There's music, guys. Huh?
For a moment.
How was the buying experience?
I didn't buy anything, man.
These niggas are swag.
Weak. Swag. Which one is this one?
That's why we needed soul.
Mesh, tell us what happened, dog.
It's like they go into an excursion.
Okay, me and Tato, Ted organized a dance for us.
Okay.
Because it was our first time in a strip
club. Yeah, it was Ted.
Oh, it's your first time in a strip club?
Yeah, first time. Tate, we broke our club virginity, strip club virginity.
Oh. In Ghana?
In Ghana.
Ah, nice. Yeah,
so they just danced on us, Tato and I. Tato almost fainted. I don't know what it was.
For real?
I am Bambi. I'll just show cookies.
Miss Carla.
Miss Carla.
Yeah, Carla.
Yeah, so that was me and Tato. Aya disappeared. I don't know to where. So.
Fuck upstairs. It. Aya, big Mr. Big Five.
No, upstairs.
I was taking shots with the owner that Ted introduced me.
Oh.
Back shots. Well, see, they went to the back to take shots. So it's back shots. It was Jaeger shots.
It was Jaeger shots.
Hey, shit. And what did you think of the clubbing experience, Coastline? Because we went to a club. What was that club?
Luna.
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 Yeah, yeah.
I was just like having a hard time trying to listen to the music.
Yes.
Because this the DJ basically just plays one lines. Yeah. One line, next song. So it's like, it's either you know the line or you don't know next. It's not even a chorus, guys. It was.
And I heard they don't, like, he was on computer, right?
Playing yeah, he was computer. Playing on Serato, but like, it's like, you know when you go on Shazam or Apple and you click shuffle and they play you like previews of the song?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was like wow. That. It was the whole set, dog.
That's wow. The whole set.
Yeah.
That's the whole set.
That's horrible.
And then Aya tried to play because he wanted to play. And then they were giving him an opportunity. Guy offers them his memory stick. Next minute, the guys are playing Aya's music.
And he only got to play one song.
Yo!
What song did you play?
Bopa.
You made it count. Bopa.
Yeah.
Bopa. I think you.
Yo, but piano is huge this size.
It's huge. It's massive. Piano is huge. Massive. Guys.
And they know it word for word.
Yeah.
Word for word.
I know with the other girls, one of the contestants who came with us, and they were like, when they were out and they were just partying and they were going, Bopa, but they were asking them, what does it mean? They're like, it's tie the girls. Like, does it mean that?
Yeah.
We also went to the beach.
Oh, yes. But it's weird. They wrote no swimming.
Yeah.
It's the beach, but you can't swim.
No, you can't swim.
You just get there, you stand. And you wave at the waves.
What did you think about the beach?
Yeah, no, it also fuzzled me about this whole thing of like, why can't you swim? But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, but it's polluted, man.
It's dirty.
Yeah. Oh, that's why. Yeah, the water's brown,
it's
man.
It's actually bad.
The water's brown.
So another thing for South Africans to just enjoy about their own beaches, you know?
But I wonder how, though. Like,
but the nice thing is you can drink at the beach. You can't drink at the beach in SA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's a lot of restaurants by the beach. It's actually a vibe right there.
That's a vibe at the beach, man.
I think it's because Ghanaians are very disciplined.
Disciplined, bro. I mean, 2 liters of alcohol at thingies. They sell alcohol everywhere. But you don't see people drinking even in public.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I haven't seen anyone smoke a cigarette, bro.
Yeah, because I went to shop, right? Got beer. But I didn't know. Like, can I drink anywhere? I mean, it's sold everywhere, but no one was drinking, so you don't do it.
People are very disciplined here.
Yeah, that's why they're allowed. They drink at the beach, allowed so much freedom. So that's
the time I was smoking, I felt bad, man, because I'm the only one in Ghana smoking.
That's true. I never actually saw anyone smoke.
Nah, bro, they don't drink, they don't smoke.
Yeah, we asked all our Uber drivers, do you drink, do you smoke? No, I don't do that. Like, wow.
Yeah.
And they're a fit bunch of people. So
when do you
think
South Africa will get South Africans will get there?
Never. We actually have a drinking problem. I saw coming here.
Yeah, we've got a huge alcohol problem.
Yeah, we've got a massive alcohol problem. Though.
We are a pandemic.
Yeah. Like, it's not a thing. Like, people down the roads in December, it's not a thing. Like, it is in South Africa. Like, so we're gone, dog.
Yeah, I remember when we went to the market last night. It was a Friday, but it felt like a Sunday.
Yes.
People were just chilling. There was no toof, nothing, bro.
Yeah.
And then we had this pup. They've got a pup here. What was it called? Hey, it was pup.
King, queen, queen. Queen, queen, king, king. Something like that.
Hey, it was terrible. It made me vomit, bro.
They actually threw up. Nah, that thing's bad.
Yes.
But it's an acquired taste, I guess.
It's like
it's someone's
pup.
Food. It's sour pup / tombolo / ooh.
What's
and then
the
it
texture?
Comes.
Is it
comes
soft like pap or is it like bready like hood itombolo?
Soft like pap.
Okay.
Doughy, soft like pap.
Because it was brown, I saw.
Yeah, and
when
then
I looked at it, it looked like actually a bone. That's how what I saw.
Yeah.
I saw a bone. I thought you guys were eating like a chicken bone.
And then it was wrapped like it's covered in leaves.
Mm.
It looks yummy, you know, but it's not really that yummy.
It's an acquired taste.
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah.
And we're buying it, and Max sees this kid. You know, it's not a kid. It's like 18. Guy's like 18, and he's like, Yeta, are you okay? The kid looks at him. Not a kid, the guy looks at him. The guy looks like Bampuka in his ear summoned. They're like, I think he works in construction or something. Umbashile.
Friday night.
Oh, Umbashile. He's been like in cement. He's had a long day, and this guy's like, hola, are you okay? He just looks at him. Are you okay? We bluff and no facial expression.
Yeah.
That was interesting, man.
Yeah.
So like we got our COVID test to come back, and that's when we discovered that pop-like thing.
Yeah.
Then went deep into like this tavern and we got beers.
Yeah,
and
we're in the hood, I think.
Hey, yeah, you talk about crazy there. Hey,
like, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Hey, fuck, did I tell you guys, we're at the ATM and dribbled him, man.
The ATM dribbled him?
Yeah, we're meant to withdraw money for the COVID test, right?
Yeah.
So first of all, his card, it swallows it. First time. So his card gets swallowed, right?
Uh-uh.
And then second time, he couldn't withdraw the money. Hey, so Ted had to go and withdraw the money for him. It took him 2 minutes, but I had been standing there for 20 minutes.
Oh, so you got your card back? Oh, it's gone.
Oh, it's gone. Stop. Oh, shame.
Whoa. The business account is gone.
Yeah, yeah, it's gone, bro.
Ah,
hey, bro, I was lit up. You've been drunk since we got here, ne?
Yeah.
Because they've been drinking from the plane. The guys is covered. You get alcohol, free alcohol from the plane.
Emirates, like free alcohol, bottles, spirits, Hennessy's,
Jack Daniels. At the plane, when we ordered alcohol, we were looking for the swipe machine. We're like, where do we swipe?
Yeah, like,
where
do we swipe? They're like, it's free.
It's free.
We're like, oh, you shouldn't have told us.
Yakala,
yakala.
Yo.
Yakala.
It was a mess. It was a mess. Yeah.
And then we met the Drake of Ghana. His name is Kwame Eugene. Eh?
Kwame
Eugene.
Kwame Eugene.
Yeah,
man.
You know, the guy's huge, bro.
Is it?
He's got a song that's got 84 million views on YouTube. Massive. His song is big on TikTok as well. Eh?
TikTok. Well, yeah, he's featured. There's like one of my favorite songs that trends on TikTok. It's Love and Tinti something by CK.
Yeah.
Like nule na 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 nule na he's featured on that song.
Yeah.
And it was recorded there. Like it's Lynx.
Yeah, yeah.
Lynx Entertainment, the record label.
We also huge interviewed guy. Kiddy Cool Guy as well, man.
Oh, Kiddy. We also interviewed Kiddy. We're supposed to interview Shatta.
Oh, Shatta Wale.
Shatta Wale. We were supposed to shoot him, but he was arrested for shooting someone else. Literally, the guy apparently shot someone. Yeah. But I asked someone in the streets and I was like, ah, dog, you know what happens. It's about to drop new music, so it may be like a whole PR thing.
Oh, for real? It they do that this side as well?
They do, yeah. They said this side. There's another guy also who got arrested for showing his gun or something on an Instagram live. So apparently they do those stunts as well.
Oh, okay.
Prior to dropping an album.
Yeah.
But it's so fascinating. They've got like 31 million people, but the numbers are crazy. Like via sales, via they support one another here, big time. If the music is good, it's good. That's it.
Yeah, and I think they appeal to Western Africa. Like it's not just Ghana, I think.
Oh yeah, true. Because if you want to sing in pidgin, it's spoken in Nigeria. It's spoken here. Nice. It's spoken in Cameroon, south of Cameroon. Mm-hmm. It's spoken in Benin Republic. So I think that's why you're right.
Yeah. How's your Ghanaian accent? Have you lost it yet?
Hey, so these guys are shitting on me, right? I keep talking to the people. I'm like, yo, brother, whatever. I've been talking to myself since I got here because no one understands me. So now when I change my accent, they're like, oh, son, why are you changing your accent? What did I say to that guy? But he understood me when I changed my accent.
Yeah.
So I've been walking around, you know, speaking my little broken pigeon.
Because if you say, right, where's the garage?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
They're like, huh? You're like, where's the garage? They're like, huh? But then if you go, where is the garage?
Yeah. Yes. Like, yeah, true.
It's I'm like looking Arsenal for garage guy. Now.
But I'm like, who is about Arsenal's like, huh? Arsenal's like, huh? I'm like, Asna. I'm like, oh. He's like, oh. It's like, no. Me, I support Paris. Yeah. We're like, hey, Paris. Yeah. He's like, no. Paris Saint-Germain.
Oh.
So, like, you need to, like, your accent, you need to be mindful of how you say words.
Yeah. How was your experience, though, Kosley? I've had fun, man.
I've had
too much fun. I've been enjoying every minute of us being here, guys. Like, this is the place to be.
Yeah.
It's very calm. You know how sometimes as South Africans, we think, like, these African countries are very rowdy, like, we don't know. I think Ghana is very, not similar to home, but it's digestible for Africa, like for other South Africans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very nice, very calm. It's you
quiet
can move.
People.
You can move freely.
Bro, these people have Ubuntu, man.
Oh,
yes.
True.
I think that's one thing that I realized. Like apart from the infrastructure that we have back home.
Yeah.
Other than that, they are better people.
Yeah.
In general.
In general, dude. I mean in the streets, like people at work. Right? Mm. Like so it's very hot here and humid.
Yeah.
So water. And I don't think you can drink the tap water. I'm not sure. But water is a huge commodity, especially in the streets. There was a lady who carried like this 20 kilo thingy on her back, and who was buying? She was running backwards while she had
while
this thing on her back.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. People here work like they work. So like yeah, they. We did come across some beggars, but few though.
Very business minded. You can see people.
And everything
here
is black owned, which is nice.
Everything is black owned.
Remember
man.
What Ted said is that their money circulates in the black community a lot of times, and this is what South Africans have to catch on, man. You know,
because yeah, the currency is doing better than ours.
It's way stronger. Two and a half.
One CD is 2.45
rands. So you can imagine us as South Africans, every time we buy something, we have to start thinking like, hey, this is too expensive, because we have to multiply.
Stuff is cheap though. Like those 2 liter bottles are like 100
water.
CDs, which is like 200.
No, it's not that. It was like wasn't like four CDs.
What?
Like 4 rands if when we calculated it for water.
Oh yeah, water was like
Very cheap.
But
man,
even the alcohol is cheap though.
Yeah,
like I can only bottles. Gauge by pussy. How much was pussy? Aya?
How many CDs?
How many CDs?
Oh, Aya says we must not talk about it.
400.
400 CDs. Nah, can't be 400 CDs. No, that's a lot. No, that's a lie. Pussy will never be that. Pussy will never be that at a strip club. Nah, lie.
They saw you are a tourist, chief.
Like Aya has been the most popular in the group. Men just come for him.
Oh yes, the girls love Aya.
For real,
yeah.
Throwing themselves at him.
Yeah, Aya is the snack.
They say he looks like Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, all of Floyd. So how many rounds you going with them, Floyd? Yeah.
Aya is the light skinned Floyd though.
Yeah, that's why I'm a Ringana. Mr. Mayweather. Floyd. Ah, it's my daughter.
Now let's start with you, man. How was your Ghana experience, bro?
Ghana is amazing, man. One thing I've taken from the people from Ghana, they're very respectful, you know. They respect people, and like Saul said, they're not loud.
Yes,
you know.
Yeah,
I've never seen anyone smoke, I've never seen anyone drink publicly, and also the laws around here. I mean, you can drink publicly. It's not
bro.
Offense. It's
so
nothing
freedom,
like that. So much
but
freedom.
But weed is like
weed is a problem.
Yeah.
Weed is a problem. But
they arrest you even if you smell like weed.
Yeah. But South
Africans, they'll search you.
Yeah, but South Africans invaded and they did their shit. You know.
Dog. But there's respect for the rule of law.
Yeah. It was we respected it.
And there's cops all over and military as well.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't see much cops around.
You didn't see cops?
Yeah.
I saw cops wearing helmet.
Only at
no
night.
Bike in sight.
Oh yes, we forgot to mention there's no fucking curfew.
Oh yeah. Ghana. Best place ever.
No curfew.
There's a club that opens at midnight.
Yes.
Well, so the one you went to opens
Luna.
At midnight. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Closes at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
It's the best.
And also there's not like JMPD on everything on the traffic and stuff. There's no roadblocks, and there's no fact of
policemen. Yeah.
So does that mean people really depend on your Ubers right here? They are very
and Bolt, yeah.
Uber,
you
Bolt.
Can tell they didn't go to the strip club. He's talking about JMPD and shit.
Yeah, I didn't go. I slept. I didn't go to
That's you and I, man.
Yeah, I slept.
You're clearing your name. We know why you're saying that's on the mic. I slept.
Bash, what about you, man? How was your experience, bro?
Oh, man. It was an experience and a half. I made sure that I enjoyed every minute of myself. I think the best thing I enjoyed here was...
Drinking, yes.
That's mandatory.
Yeah, you're not gonna talk about your smash hit.
Bang Luma.
What happened?
So I walk in here, the song's playing, and he's singing over it. He's singing, Bang Luma. So I've just been taunting him. I've been on his case about that. Bang Luma. What inspired that song, bro? What are you singing about? Bang Luma. Bang Luma.
No, man, you were high. You were high, so I don't expect you to remember what I was singing.
Okay,
what were you saying?
I was singing over a song that came out recently.
Yeah,
and then Ubani Oglumayo. Like, Oglumayo.
It's
crazy.
Who about cool and
them to the song?
Oh, Kanda Lia Zula.
Kanda Lia Zula.
Yeah. Oh, but so you sing, ooh, Lia Zula.
I am Luma.
Oh, that I heard about Luma.
Oh, wow. So I was singing that, and then you overheard whatever you wanted to hear.
Ooh, Lia Zula. Ooh, Lia Zula.
I am Luma.
Ooh, Bang Luma. Ooh,
I was experiencing.
Yeah, Elbash, what kind of range does Wood get? Ooh, Luma. Ooh, Luma. How can you drive? Ooh, Luma.
I said, Kala, why is that?
Ooh, Luma.
I can't. Yeah, that was funny, so. That was funny. No, man. Yeah, the place is hot.
All right, Aya, tell us.
Range Rover
Lumo. When I walked in and I heard him sing that, it finished me. I knew I was in Ghana because I cried. No, I cry real tears. But none of us were here. We're there to see it or hear it.
I had a match. I hate it had to be you, my nigga.
Fuck,
I'm so sorry.
Hey, man, we gotta release a hit, man. We gotta smash hit, bro.
And please, non bite. When we drop that non bite. Ooh, Bang Luma. So come listen to this. Ooh, Bang Luma.
All right, man, let's get in the contestants, dog. Bring in the contestants.
Oh, man.
Bring in the contestants, yeah. Are they there?
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Yo, hey, Mesh. It should have to be you, my nigga.
Dog, Mesh. Yo.
Whoa.
Which one is this one?
Let's do two at a time, ne? Because we only have one mic.
Let's do the brothers. Are we doing okay? Oh, we'll switch them up.
Yeah,
they'll
just move the mic
around. Ah, cool.
So we're going to start with you guys and then we'll do the ladies.
Sinovuyo.
Yeah.
Sinovuyo.
You'll cut this out, ne? Obviously. Yeah.
They literally just left off for aircon.
Oh, for real? Come through, Chance. Yeah.
The brothers.
Yeah.
Brothers, Cape Tonians.
Yeah.
Fuckers of white honey. Don't say that, dog. Cape Tonians white. But she's white, and then you fuck her, so she knows. She agrees. Gents, come through, bro. Come grab a seat. Or you want to sit that side? Oh, makes sense. You can sit there, it's fine.
We'll use this mic.
Use the microphone.
Right.
For you guys.
You'll use it.
Is it on? Is it on?
Yeah. No, I'm not. You can pass that one.
Yeah, test it. One, two. Aita! Yes, okay.
Say something
about it.
Is it
just
a game?
1, 2, 1, 2. Perfect. So
when
you're
done talking, you'll pass the mic to him.
Yeah.
Cool, let's rock.
Let's rock and roll.
Yeah, let's rock. Can we go?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
I'll just...
So is there any way particular you look, or you just...
Thanks, bro. Yo, bro, I'm drinking that Fox beer.
Shit.
A Fox with it.
Yes, you may. Yes.
Takes you off quick, eh?
10%. I used to see this and they say, this never heard. I was like, I'm not doing that shit. But we're in Ghana. And
oh, can we record? Are we ready?
We bought a 2-liter Jägermeister. Fucking big. It's crazy.
Cockarage.
Ghana is something else, bro.
Cushion.
South Africans are missing out on nice things. Really, we are. Just because we're fucking irresponsible.
Second segment to the contestants. Camera 1, rolling. Camera 2, rolling. Camera 3, rolling.
Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for the contestants.
Yes.
Side of a fit, side of a fit.
Yeah, boy.
Yo, can I get a pillow or something, man? I look fucking short as shit, dog.
Oh.
I look tiny, man.
Oh, okay.
Give me some pillow there,
just
bro.
Just sit on top of the pillow.
Yeah,
the pillow.
Yeah, yeah.
Give him two. Give him three.
Give me two,
man. I think four will be flirted.
Yeah, so contestant number one, yeah. What's your name, bro?
Khutazo.
Khutazo, yeah.
Also known as The Disruptor.
The Disruptor.
The Disruptor.
Well, that's my handle.
That's your handle. The guy and who disrupted the numbers.
Gabi, it's we, a.k.a. Gabi.
Gabi, yeah. Fuck, it's the first time I know their names.
Same, man.
They were winners. Hello, winner. How are you doing, winner? Welcome.
So you niggas are from Cape Town, man.
No, I know that. No, we're not from Cape
Town. They've spent a lot of time in Cape Town.
Josie.
Yeah.
And then he, I mean, you'll tell him your story. He grew up in the UK.
Oh, you grew up in the UK, dog?
Grew up in the UK, yeah.
Oh. Wow, dog.
I spent, 13 years there with the momzo. Yeah. But yeah, I moved back about 6 years ago, so I'm here.
With the crew
in Cape Town. And yeah, that's me.
And who's the chiller between you guys?
I'm the original chiller.
You're the chiller.
But like, we're both chillers.
Oh, you recruited him?
Of course.
I'm the converted.
Nice.
So you're not a disruptor after all.
Yeah?
You're not a disruptor after all.
No, I choose what I disrupt.
Yeah. There was this white girl who said she wants to take all of us.
No? Oh, shit. No, I can't say.
Don't worry, dog. Your name is clear. You are implicating. He's implicating himself now. But I saw her talking to you, dog. The white girl who said she wants, it's my last night in Africa. I want all of you.
Ooh.
And I saw you getting deep there.
No, I was just telling her about you.
Good one.
Like that nigga.
That's
the rock star. Yeah.
White lie. That's a white lie. This nigga.
How was your kind of experience, man? How's it been?
Too dope. You know, I've traveled all over Europe, Asia. It's my first time in another African country.
Nice.
Which is like...
Dope, man.
So for me, this was everything, man, you know?
What were you guys doing? Because we were working most of the time, man.
Hey, man, we did everything. We went into the real streets. Last night, turns out a friend of mine who I lived in a commune with, is in here in Ghana, gave me a shout, and then he gave us an authentic Ghana experience.
Oh shit.
Went into the streets.
Oh shit.
Like what the best meal that we had was some random khonji.
Always the case. What did you have?
The tilapia. Baku.
Wow.
And some chicken and what. But yo, I blew my mind. Mm. And then we went to a place called Purple Pub.
Yeah.
Nediwada. The strip club people went later.
Oh, yeah. So Purple Pub was what?
It's just a place, Joe, in the street, and there's like thousands of people rocking.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Wow. And they're rocking piano, ne?
Everything. You know, here they play everything.
Yeah.
They do throw in some.
You guys got garments too. You got garments made.
Yeah. We're picking it up today. You know, got to look like the brothers, no?
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
what's your Ghanaian name?
Me, I'm Yao.
Yao?
Yao.
Yeah. Oh, you were born when?
Wednesday.
Thursday. Oh, yeah. Dope.
And that's...
And my official Ghanaian name is Kofi.
Kofi.
Oh, that's so a
born on a Friday.
Kofi.
So yeah, it was like my Ghana experience as well. It was super dope. I've never come across so calm a people.
Yeah.
It's so chilled. Mind blowing. Right.
Everything is just great. Chilled. There's like a rhythm to everything. Like I know, I was keen for.
And he was our blesser at La Luna. So he was a blesser. He dropped 10 Hennessys.
Now he knows.
Damn. Oh. Hey, that's a lot of CDs.
No, thank you, man. All right, cool. Let's get the next contestants, man.
Who the next contestant?
Let's get the next
sisters.
Let's get the sisters.
The
twins.
Please.
Twins.
Yes. Oh, the twins have a crazy story.
It's Siviwe and Sinovuyo, right?
Sinovuyo. So basically, it's like because the parents couldn't have them and whatnot, they had them late. So it means what?
Sinovuyo.
Whoa. She sent an Uber for her.
Sinovuyo kuba Siviwe.
Uber Siviwe.
Yeah. So that means we are joyful. God heard us.
Wow, it's beautiful, man.
So you are. Poetic. Siviwe.
Sinovuyo.
Uba
Siviwe.
Siviwe. Okay, yeah. And Siviwe is the chiller, yeah?
Yeah,
she was the one who was there in Cape Town also at the brunch.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
We at the brunch.
Yeah.
Oh. Fuck, man. It will come far, eh?
The party in Cape Town, guys.
At Ukumba Lounge.
Yeah, Ukumba Lounge.
That was last year.
It was a party. It was just a party, yes.
Yeah, it was a party.
Yeah.
Tell us about your Ghanaian prince.
She's dating Kwame. Kwame.
I love it for her. Do it, girl.
She's dating Kwame.
No, guys. I'm just enjoying myself around Ghana. The places are beautiful. I bought this beautiful dress this morning.
Just stop telling about
dresses.
He bought it. You want to know the man.
Yes.
What man, guys?
Uzela Wakana.
He bought it.
Who said Ghana?
Tell us, you need to talk now.
Okay, guys. We met on the internet before we came to Ghana a while back.
Wow.
And then,
Tinder.
Bumble, guys. Oh, there's Bumble. A new one. It's international.
Bumble is the relationship one, not the hookup one, the smashing one.
These things are not relationships. Like, they're not hookup sites. It's
Tinder's for smashing. We know.
No, this is why you worry my dad. This is why you worry my dad.
I worry your dad.
Because my dad has sleepless nights.
Because of me. Hey, my dad. Your dad must worry about Tinder. Not me. You guys met on Bumble. So was the first time you met here?
Yeah.
Or you'd met in SA?
No, first time here.
Wow, first time.
Podcast. You got to see your man.
Yeah, because here's a competition. Free trip to Ghana. Let me just go.
Wait, where's the guy? Is the one recording?
Yeah.
Come through, bro.
Hi, guys.
Come through, Kwame. Yo.
Okay.
He doesn't want his wife to see him. He doesn't want his wife to see you. No, I'm kidding, bro.
No, he doesn't mind to come in.
No, I'm kidding. Yo, dog. That's his wife to see.
Is it Jamadota?
Is it Zakala, man?
Hey.
Zakala.
How are you, my brother? Yo, bro.
I'm good.
What day were you born in?
Tuesday.
So you are Kwesu?
Kwabena or Kwabena?
Kwabena.
Oh, okay.
And what do you think about South African women?
Oh, they're great. They are heavily endowed, decent, and cool.
Out of 10, how's the...
How's the nyash?
The nyash. South African nyash.
Yes.
She doesn't need to know what nyash is. Just rate it out of 10.
Oh, 11.
12
over
10. 12 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what's going to happen? Are we coming back for a wedding? What's happening, guys?
Actually, we were planning on coming to SA.
For Lobola.
Yo!
Have they told you about Lobola?
I don't know that. I've not heard about
it. It's a dowry.
It's dowry.
It's dowry.
Okay.
Oh, so are you ready
actually,
for
that? Nah, we were planning on visiting SA for our first time. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
I heard you've got a question that you want to ask her. We're ready.
And she's going to say yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it will come later.
Okay. I know. Oh. Thank you, man. Mbanyana, just to make it official. Mba.
Yeah. Yeah, guys.
Keys. Round of applause, guys.
Word.
Oh shit.
Yes.
Yo, bro, we were having some wild chats with. Concha, no, I keep forgetting your name, man. Sinovuya, because she's a sangoma.
Yeah,
I'm a sangoma in training. I don't know what to say about it.
You should tell us some wild shit, dog.
Yeah.
No, you're just a coward. Hey. That's all. Just a coward.
Hey. But it's interesting, though. How was your Ghana experience as well?
I don't want to go home. Like, I don't remember a lot of things, but I have a flashback. It's my favorite, my whole life. My heels were under the table, and I was on top of the couch, and I was screaming, I'm never going back in a club. That's my favorite flashback.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got home, but that's my favorite flashback.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which club did you go to?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
We ended up there.
Yeah.
And we ended up somewhere else.
Yeah. Wow.
And then somewhere else last night.
Yeah.
Oh, last night. I still don't know how I got home last night.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yo, is my boyfriend gonna see this? Jeez.
Siviwe,
very quiet, very shy.
Yeah, she's very shy.
Down to earth. When they make an example of a quiet, down to earth person, they use me as an example.
Oh yeah.
Did you start liking the podcast?
Day one.
No, it's been a while though.
Is that your favorite episode?
No, the Monday episode is better than the celebrity episodes.
You mean Soul's episodes?
I know that.
The ones that worry my dad.
Yeah, probably like, I think the first episode with Soul, I think that was the best.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dope.
It's a pity you're not Ghanaian, dog. She was going to marry you.
She swept right now. Or is it left? What's the rejection now? She swept left.
I know, ladies, thank you so much. Round of applause for the ladies, man. Round of applause. Thank you. All right, let's get our last contestants. Hey, these ones are wild. These ones are rock stars.
These ones, they don't laugh. They don't play these ones.
Hey. Vuyo and Kanye.
Vuyo and Kanye.
Fuck, I feel so bad. I don't know anybody's names, man.
I'll help you through.
So this is Vuyo.
No,
yeah.
Kanye. Oh, you Kanye. Yeah. Okay, you can hold this one. Kanye.
It's Kanye.
Yeah, this is Vuyo.
And then I'm Vuyo Luis.
Just come this.
Vuyo Luis. Yes. Oh, it's not Vuyo and hey. Causes
but they, you're not chillers. Happy. You guys are not chillers, ne?
No, we're not.
Yeah.
They don't know shit. Yeah, we need to be honest.
We are here by mistake.
I mean, it wasn't by mistake, but we're not chillers.
We wanted to come to Ghana.
Yeah, we wanted to come to Ghana.
So how did you find out about the competition then, if you're not chillers?
So what happened was, I think I'd been thinking about going to Ghana for a while. So, you know, things just start coming up on your Instagram, things like that.
Uh-huh.
And then I heard a friend mention it, and I was like, we're going.
Ooh.
And then I was like, okay, friend, you're entering. And Sam.
What did you look forward to in Ghana and were your expectations
Listen,
met?
You're not going to get the response you want.
Wait.
You're not going to get the response you want.
It's a simple question. It's a simple question. What were your expectations and were they met? Come on.
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Okay.
Because they've been hunting for some Ghanaian dick since you got here.
Let's be honest now.
Yeah,
let's be honest about that. Were you doing the same?
Yeah.
I call Like,
he's just mad that the Ghanaian ladies weren't looking his way. He's just mad.
No. I came with my wife,
personal.
So yeah.
Personal.
Yeah.
Personal.
But you
find what you needed, what you wanted.
I came here for fun. I had a lot of fun. I didn't come for Ghanaian pussy. No. Nah, I had a lot of fun. I came here for fun.
Saying that because you didn't get any. Ooh.
Hey, which one is this?
Wow. It's Mac who launched the attacks. Why am I on the receiving end of the attacks?
But how was your Ghanaian experience, though?
It was amazing. We're coming back in January.
Wow. It's not December anymore.
Well, December's too busy, so we decided we don't want to get lost in the sauce, yalapa, so we'll just wait it out and come back for like 2 weeks in Jan.
But I don't think you guys would survive, I'll be honest, because you guys are like slay queens, you know what I mean?
Slay queens?
Instagram.
Band
what's
slay
a
queen?
Slay queen?
Yeah,
you.
What's a slay queen?
You.
It's girls who slay. It's queens who slay. Queens who slay.
Saying it with your chest. No, we're not slay queens.
Yeah.
But we're pretty though. We're
yeah.
up though.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you know what? Pretty privilege works.
Yeah.
Pretty privilege works. And now if you're a girl and you're pretty, you use it.
About it.
Oh, yeah. Why would you not use it?
About
it?
So
how
has
it
benefited you guys? You know, the privilege, the pretty privilege. You had a good time.
So,
privilege right? without Tinder means no dick in Ghana. They must should have gotten Tinder before
why
coming.
Tinder? We don't need Tinder.
Ah.
There are men everywhere.
Like, literally.
Everywhere you go, it's a literal sausage fest.
Yeah.
There are
yeah.
women stay at home.
Yeah.
So there's only us in the club. So yeah. why are we going to get Tinder when we're swiping in real life?
Yeah!
I'm swiping.
How different are the Ghanaian men to South African men?
I mean, look at yourself.
Yeah.
And look at one of them.
Yeah.
Look at one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you see?
No, Mara, they.
They're not cushioning the blows.
But I mean,
he's sitting.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
no, I get it.
They have connecting beards.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are what?
Do you see it?
No, connecting the beards. Wow. Start again, baby girl. Start again.
Connecting
start again.
Beards.
Yeah, for connecting beards.
Hair.
Yeah.
Skin tone, guys. Skin tone.
Yeah.
My up.
It's humidity, guys.
No, come on. I'm up. Hey, man.
I'm just chiming.
Look at him. It's like sleeping on the remote.
Wow. He is a fuba. They are pirates looking for a treasure chest.
Yes, carry on.
But you see it?
Yeah.
No. I mean, imagine you're sleeping on this chest. We have a man, oh baby, a remote. Yeah. But you lay it on a man, oh baby. Have you ever opened your BC? Empty.
Speak on this mic.
What's a cuckoo? Bandy, got it, Jay.
Azakana boy. If only I'm single. But this on nyoba.
Busokwaz. If we're slay queens, busos afford.
Oh,
what's the lifestyle? Galogan, did you slay queen in Jalamos? According to you,
my baby girl, we fly Emirates team.
First class.
Sometimes.
Oh. Okay, son.
I feel some sexual tension here. What's happening, guys?
They didn't get any. Yeah.
But anyway, thank you guys so much, man. You guys have been awesome,
thank
man.
You.
Round of applause, guys.
Hey,
you girls are wild, hey. thank you, man. Hey. Oh, gosh. All right, man, in closing, what are you going to say, man?
I think it's just been true for two
Thank
nights.
You, Ghana. It's been fucking amazing, man. Thank you for the hospitality.
Yeah.
Ghana's
yeah.
been amazing.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Please give him the ghost to
that mic. Can I keep? Oh, that roving mic. Yeah.
But it's fine. I get to be just doing an outro.
Yeah, it's off. It's yeah. off, though. But
Ghosty. Yeah, Ghosty. Let's just do an outro quickly.
Aye, how long is that two. So far? That's 54. Yeah. Minus 5 minutes. Over.
You want to talk?
We don't have Amstel thing. Anything. Amstel.
Ah, we'll sort out in Joburg, man.
Okay, cool.
Because we can't do it now.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's do the outro.
Five.
Yeah. No. Let's we're closing. Yeah.
And BBW, you don't have to mention them.
Oh yeah, we'll mention.
Yeah,
them.
Let's. Yeah, because they rocked us nice.
Yeah. The nyash. Hey, you girls are crazy, man.
We're like hot. We're burning right now.
Hey, the girls. Yeah, the girls.
Hey, they came with fire.
They came ready. They knew they're not gonna take the shit.
You're asking for it.
Yeah, but he poked. Yeah, he poked them.
It's Khalid.
It's Khalid, man. This one.
So I'm assuming this one.
Sibe Munya.
Right, closing segment. Camera one rolling.
All right, man, we out of here. Penduka, Kwame.
Yeah.
What do you want to say, bro?
No, I'm Kweku, man.
Kweku.
Yes, yeah. Kwame.
Yeah.
What no, you... shout out to the Ghanaian people. Shout out to Epic Contest. We had an amazing time here. The
BBW and Co.
BBW and Co. Shout out to them.
The trip. Yeah, man.
Yeah, we enjoyed the trip. Guys, we're even in the company of BBWs. Thanks to BBW and Cole. We had fun, man. It was amazing.
Yo!
No, not you. They went to a strip club. Yeah, I'm talking about you. No. I'm talking
Real
about
Nash
you.
Out
yeah.
there.
Big Nash.
Yeah, that's Big Nash.
Yes.
And you, Ghost Lady?
Thank you to all the chillers who even wished us well and have just been observing this trip, and I hope you're happy. And guys, we'll just make it big next time. Thank you so much.
Where to next?
Let us know in the comment section, man. Where should we come to next? Yeah.
Let us know.
All right, we are here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Thank you.